Okay, my name is Ilaria. I'm Italian, but I live in this beautiful Brittany. And they were looking for benevoles that would help Rebecca to put together all the flowers. And the only requirement was to speak some English.
And why does she want you to speak English?
Because she wanted to really be able to understand where she wanted to go with it. And that it would be a funny thing to work together. And it was indeed, because it created a very, very beautiful group of people. They were all kind of natural selection to be friends and to have a touch of artistic feeling and flower and music, because a couple of them were playing in beautiful music while we were putting the flowers together. And meeting Rebecca was a very beautiful moment, a nightlight for all of us, because of her natural and natural way to make everybody at ease and include everybody in her own artistic process.
So you actually watched the whole thing being created. Can you tell us a little bit about how was she instructing you to make this installation?
Well, for us it was a bit of a Chinese work. We needed to put the flowers together.
There are how many flowers in this?
15,000.
15,000 flowers.
Yeah, so we had all these boxes with all these dried flowers, and we sat next to each other and we chit-chat. Many of us were women, so we had no problem to introduce ourselves. And while working in the cold and knitting these flowers, putting this flower together one after the other, we have created a lot of beautiful friendships. And then Rebecca was sometimes working with us, and then just all of a sudden she would stand and pick a bunch of flowers and hang it, and just you could see she was just following her intuition about color or a form. But I think this is not the first of her exhibition of this style, so she was already, she had already an idea. I mean, we all could saw a sketch of her idea at the beginning and we were following, but we were just the ends that putting flowers together. She was just a creative mind.
This piece is called Banquet. Can you tell us?
I don't know. I think it's just about the position where you sit in, like the lord of the castle would sit in the chair and have this banquet in front that is just like the abundance of a banquet, you know, like the overflowing quantity and the beauty and overflowing just in front of him. This is my interpretation.
Well, I think that's a very accurate one, because it's in the big room here, which is probably a banqueting hall.
Yes,
so it's,
yes.
It's a piece which is specific to the place.
Yes.
I was here for 3 days, from 9 in the morning till 6 in the evening, practically non-stop, just a break for lunch.
Have your fingers recovered?
Our fingers were very sore. We were wiring individual dried flower heads onto thin copper wire, and when we had a meter's length of that finished, we tied it onto a longer, thicker copper wire, and they were carefully colour graded and sorted into this beautiful cascade of dried flowers that you can see here.
It does look very impressive. Can you actually identify the bits you put together?
We were carefully colour graded, so each table was kept separate from the others. So I worked mostly with the white flowers. So any of the white branches that you can see.
I can see some daisies there.
Daisies,
what about those white ones?
Oh, I don't know the names of all of them.
Are you keen on botany, gardening?
No. I love flowers. I love looking at it. But the hard work that goes into it is a different story.
What did you make of the artist herself? Did you get time to speak to them?
Oh, she was great fun. I sat and worked with her husband, because she was here with her parents who looked after their young son, and her husband who worked jolly hard with the rest of the volunteers stringing up the flowers. It was mostly French speakers who volunteered. While I was there, I was the only Anglophone. But The girls kept us amused by singing in the afternoon. There were some wonderful Breton songs, which we enjoyed very much.
So you'd do the same thing again, would you?
Oh, yes. Yes, at the drop of a hat, as the saying goes. I met some really interesting people and feel I've contributed a little. Something in an artistic manner in a way I wouldn't have been able to normally.
Well, I'm sure you have, Heather, so I'll leave you to take some pictures just to remind yourself of your contribution.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.